Friday program at 7 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. Jennifer is trying to figure out how she can get on the right time clock in Hawaii this week. We also have with us, as usual at this time, Anne Marie and Janet, the Boomer Broads, and they, like everybody else, are interested in some way, shape, or form in examining their feelings about Osama bin Laden. And I think that the question that arises, and that has been a good question for a lot of people, although I don't know that I've heard a lot about it. We remember certain moments in our lives that are important. Where were you when you heard that John F. Kennedy was killed, for example? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I can remember that has significance.
I was watching cartoons and was really annoyed that they kept interrupting them.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Honestly, I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
I was finishing in college, unfortunately. Where were you, Doug?
My senior in high school. I was at the locker at the end of the school day. And I remember somebody came running out of the library and said that the president had been shot, and this person screamed, "I think he's dead." I remember going into the library with 100 or more other students and missing the bus. That was traumatic in itself, to watch as the event unfolded. And I remember Miss Leahy was the librarian. Man, that was a perfect job for her. Watching her run around and try to get everybody corralled in, she was supposed to close the library at 3:15 sharp, but she didn't because we weren't going anywhere, and she knew that. So that's what I remember about it. What do you remember, Anne Marie?
I remember I was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
I had really just gotten there. And I do remember somebody coming running down the hall screaming the president was shot, and then shortly thereafter the president is dead. And I honestly had never, this is going to sound so silly, but I had never really experienced that kind of death before,
mm-hmm.
Suddenly and tragic death. And I was so blown away that I went to church for like 3 days.
See, the people who are trying to put Osama bin Laden into that, I suppose with some, especially if you lost someone that was close to you in September 11th, you'd really be all over this. But I don't get that it is that momentous. I mean, it's a momentous day, an event, but is somebody going to ask me in 10 years from now, where were you when you heard Osama bin Laden was killed?
I think you remember, don't you? It's the event more
than the person.
Yeah.
With JFK, or for me, the first one was Elvis.
Yeah.
You remember because the person was so important to you. It was the event.
All right. Do you want to know? This is the one that actually sticks in my mind more than any other. I was on my way to, let's see, this was 1979. It was June 8th. 1979, and I was on my way to the radio station, and the lady's name, who was the news editor, the news anchor, was Judy Carlo, and it was on WRO.
Remember
Judy?
Carlo?
Yeah, Judy Carlo. Yeah. The lead story in the news was that John Wayne had died.
Huh, really?
8 o'clock in the morning, June 9th, 1979, June 8th or June 9th. And I remember that, isn't that because I don't have any qualms in telling you that I thought that John Wayne was, when I was younger, was something special. Why, it doesn't make any difference for me. That was an important, that and maybe JFK.
That ties in with what Richie said about, Elvis. For me, it was John Lennon. Everybody remember when he was shot? Yeah. That was like a whoa.
8 o'clock on a Sunday night in front of the Dakota Hotel in New York.
Yeah.
John Wayne was June 11th, by the way.
June 11th, thanks, Richard. Yeah, I knew you had to bring
What year was Elvis?
Elvis was 1977.
Okay.
I honestly must admit I have no
recollection.
I do remember Elvis, but not John Wayne at all.
And even though it was very late at night, a very vivid one for me was Princess Diana.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was like 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, remember for that one, when you went to bed, she just had a broken arm, but was okay, basically.
Yeah.
When you woke up, she was dead.
She was dead. Yeah.
I remember, when John Kennedy Jr. the plane went down.
Yes, that was
a big one.
That was a huge one.
Well, it depends on your... on what you value.
Yeah.
You know, it could be somebody in your family. Roberta, what do you remember about any one of these events? Is there one that, do you remember when, and then there's the answer just jumps out
well,
at
I,
you?
Well, I remember Elvis, I was working at United Press International as a reporter.
Uh-huh.
So I remember when that happened.
That was August 16th, 1977.
Yep. I had just started there as a reporter, and I remember when that happened, and I remember Tom Foti just literally ran out, jumped on a plane, and went down there.
Mm-hmm. A name that's associated with CBS.
Right, with CBS
right.
now, yes.
Now. Yep.
What's also fascinating is how differently, I mean, when JFK was shot, that was 63, of course, mm-hmm. and I remember all of us, because I was in college, all of us gathered in a little tiny, you know, the dorm common room, you know, where the vending machines were. And there was a black and white TV in there, and that's what we watched, and we all were huddled there for days and days and days. And yet here we are with Osama bin Laden, you know, a couple of days ago, and before the president even announced it, the whole world knew.
Yeah.
Via social media, via a tweet. With
actually, I didn't,
things.
But I'm not at that hour of the night. I'm not connected to anything except my pillow. As
I didn't know until I woke up either. To be honest with you, nobody woke me up on that one. But still, there were.
But did somebody actually get woken up? Did somebody run? Actually, Roberta, you said you were Victoria. Your daughter came in and said, "Hey, Mom, Bin Laden's dead."
Yeah,
you were asleep.
Yeah, we were asleep. She was asleep too, and her cell phone started just beeping with social media, with tweets, people tweeting her.
Really?
She kind of, you know, got up and looked at it, and then jumped up and ran into my room and said, "Mom, you got to get up. Bin Laden's dead."
Think about that though. Think about how, like, say, for example, Elvis. Mm-hmm. Okay. We watched it on the TV, and then you had to pick up the phone and call somebody.
That's right.
To tell them. If you didn't watch it on, if you didn't see it on the TV, or, you know, you would call your family members or friends or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but
wake her up whatever time it was. I'd be waking her up.
But now you end up seeing it on Facebook, on Yahoo, on Google, on Twitter, on something like that. So it's not like it's presented to you with that same, it's just a headline, a text headline now, and you're like, oh my God, instead of somebody coming to you and going, you'll never guess what happened.
Right.
Elvis died. You know, it's just, think about how
the whole world, news events as varied as the jet landing in the Hudson River, the situation in Egypt, the death of Bin Laden. Whatever it is that's going on, the professional reporters are late to the party.
Well, the jet in the Hudson, a guy just happened to be filming with his cell phone and just happened to catch the plane going down. Mm-hmm. With the Bin Laden death, a guy just happened to live within a mile of the Bin Laden house and was tweeting, "There's helicopters over my house. Unusual for 1 a.m. And then a little bit later, I wish these helicopters would go away or else I'm going to SWAT them. And then ended up getting tens of thousands of followers on Twitter because he was the first guy really on the scene with what was going on.
I mean, I find that whole phenomenon really phenomenally
amazing.
Interesting.
Amazing.
Amazing. I mean, good or bad, amazing.
Just by chance reporting and the news agencies that Roberta used to work for, UPI and AP.
Yeah, late.
I mean, those guys are just basically reporting on the people who actually saw what happened.
It's interesting.
And it's interesting. There's been a lot of reverberations and people saying it really diluted the presidency. Because by the time the president, you know, comes on television, normally he is the one that tells the people what is going on. And it's already been 2 hours and everybody knows.
Yeah.
And they felt it really took away from his leadership.
Well, that's been
the buzz.
What a,
I only report
the buzz.
The buzz
with
stuff.
Whom? The buzz with
the
whom?
People.
The people who
I'm
love him.
On the people
and
buzz.
He can do no wrong. That's a load of manure. That's that's garbage.
Oh, boy, here we go.
It is. It's nonsense. But I thought it was interesting that the Washington Post and NPR and PBS and others that are connected, as you ladies are on that side of the sphere, were unnerved by... Unraveled. I'm not unraveled. They were unraveled. Is that a word? They were.
Yes, we'll make it a word.
Well, it's just this whole business of the social web. These people still can't admit, nor can they wrap themselves around how important all of this is. They still think that their publication is what's important. Even the details now. It used to be before you get the headline, as was said a few minutes ago, and then you'd get the details by going to a newspaper or the television. But that's not the case anymore.
No, even that.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. I mean, Walter Cronkite used to say it all the time. You know, every time, or, you know, radio would be threatened by TV, and TV would be threatened
Well, everybody said that.
He would say the more sources of information that people get, the better.
The
sure.
old video yep. killed the radio star.
Yeah. You know that Al Jazeera, English Al Jazeera, has done a very, very good job, like it or not. They have a show which is called The Stream. If you've not seen it, anybody in the media needs to watch The Stream. It really does an overview of what we're talking about here, social media from Islam, and how the YouTube videos and the posts and all the stuff that we are now talking about that helped stir the uprisings in the Middle East really are having their impact everywhere.
And I think that's amazing.
I think it's good.
And actually, I find Al Jazeera almost more fair in their news reporting than a lot of the U.S. news agencies because, you know, people are on them so much because, oh, it's the Arab news agency. So they really go out of their way to try to present all sides of the story because they don't want to be seen as the Arab news agency.
Right.
They want to be seen as a serious journalistic organization. So
there are those people who are jealous of them, people who are upset because they're Arabic and they don't trust it or they don't like it. We want to be number one. It's the old America first stuff. And
one of the things I found there that I had trouble finding in other places is how some of these countries like Afghanistan and Pakistan are viewing the killing of bin Laden, and was shocked to see that most of the people in Afghanistan are like, yippee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're more like, now get out of our country.
Yeah.
Found
which is a good idea. We should get the hell out of the country.
Right. Let's
All right.
Stuff.
The ladies of
Thank
the moment,
you.
Janet and Anne-Marie, thoughts about, and good thoughts, important thoughts, where were you when, and you can sort of fill in the blank. We all have those moments to remember. Thank you, ladies. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo. Ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait. Is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Shrieking and unpleasant.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, a hammer in the evening.
One of the great treasures of America. A lot of people don't like it because they don't like his politics. However, if you are that small and your life is affected by that sort of thing, then you miss out on the value of a guy who had, still has at his age, of 92, a great mind.
Yeah, I'm going to the Clearwater Festival in June.
Yeah.
And he's playing.
He was the original
Pete Seeger.
Voice with the Weavers. His name is Pete Seeger.
Yep.
As Roberta suggested, he'd been in a couple of different groups. But he was most well-known for the songs that he wrote. Where Have All the Flowers Gone, for example, and Turn, 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 and If I Had a Hammer. Certainly a political activist associated with music. There haven't been many that have equaled or bested him in that department. And that doesn't, again, as I say, take away from the value of the music. Pretty strange dude, actually. I remember interviewing him once, and he was extraordinarily aloof. Really, like he was gone someplace else.
I was thinking about writing a song called If I Had a Screwdriver.
They're thinking on a different plane. In fact, Bruce Springsteen did the Seeger sessions a couple of years back. He did an entire world tour singing songs by Pete Seeger and songs of that era, you know, the great American folk
tunes.
And
I remember Roberta was like, it's horrible.
Well, you know, I went to a few shows and I enjoyed them, but that wasn't the type of show that I would like usual Bruce shows where I'll go see every single one.
Right.
All right,
how
next
many
up
times
on the list
here, Erie Canal, you know?
Is Francis Castelluccio. Yes.
He's on tour this summer. My wife wants to go see him.
He's in Boston this week. I was looking for somebody to go with me because I'd like to go see him after seeing the show in New York a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You really? And did you enjoy that? I saw you left me the play, though.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
We have to go see Baby, It's You, then. It's all about the Shirelles.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
I'm
to New York, and we'll go.
Sherry was number one. Big Girls Don't Cry, number one. Ragdoll, number one. Let's Hang On. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. My Eyes Adored You. Swear to God. December 63. Greece, number one, number one, number one, number one. The only group in America that came close to their numbers, the Beach Boys. And both of them never bested the Beatles, but Four Seasons came as close. They beat out anybody else, even though there was
good stuff.
The Beach Boys were pretty close.
This is
great American music.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Frankie Valli is 77 today, but if you haven't seen the story of the Jersey Boys, it's a great,
it's a
great
awesome show.
It really is. All right, Pete Staples, bass player for the Troggs, Wild Thing, I Can't Control Myself, let's see, With a Girl Like You, Night of Long, I don't know this song, Night of the Long Grass, I don't know that.
I don't either. Let's see if I can find it here.
All right, so anyway, he, born in the state in 1944, makes him 67 years old. Also a songstress of some note, Mary Hopkin. Signer, signatory, I guess is the word, to Apple Records other than the Beatles. But Mary Hopkin, a couple of songs, including Those Were the Days. This is the one she's probably best known for. She did a song called Goodbye, which is fairly popular. Born in the state in 1950.
So she's 61.
Christopher Cross, Geppert. Oscar-winning song from Arthur.
Ugh.
Got 5 Grammys.
Save me.
Well, if you'd be quiet, nobody would know that you didn't like it, and it wouldn't come across as being negative.
I can't help it. Sorry.
Turn the microphone on. Big help. Anyway, so Christopher Cross is 60 today. Bruce Hall, bass player with REO Speedwagon, born in the state 1953.
Named after the fire truck built by Oldsmobile.
Rio.
Yeah.
Robert Edward Olds.
That's right.
As the Oldsmobile founder and had
sadly no longer
there.
In business.
Yep. Dave Ball, keyboardist with Soft Cell, 52 today. Brad Martin, 38 today. I know I've got to
run away. The Kissing Lion is back. This is Primetime Focus. Do you have something special you do to entertain a child? Maybe it's a song you sang when you were young, and now you get to sing it again. For my son, Sean, it's the joy of the large cardboard box. Just like when he was a kid, he's on his knees again. This time, he's sharing its dark, inviting spaces with his baby girl. My granddaughter, Kayla, also offers new life to a character I invented years ago called the Kissing Lion. Born on a long bus ride to daycare, he'd announce his arrival with a low roar and an affectionate pounce. I almost cried when my son finally said, after months of happy roaring, "Mom, there is no Kissing Lion." And just like Puff, he was no more. But now the giggles he gets from Kayla make me feel lighthearted and young again. So what's in your bag of playtime tricks? Someone small is just waiting to play and make your happy memories come alive again. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy." Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
DougStefan.com. Now that Bin Laden is dead, do you feel safer? A, yes. B, a bit. No, this will just incite his followers to plan more attacks. What say you to this? 800-510-8255. The war on terror, the president, the killing of Bin Laden, all the focus of the serious, I guess, issue-oriented programming it's around. We've asked today at DougStefan.com and from today's show who would get the $25 million bounty on Bin Laden. Unclear.
Nobody would.
Who ought to get it. And so do you have somebody in mind? This was a government operation, so the government people were paid to do it. It wasn't like, you know, they followed the leads they had. Yeah, right. So nobody gets it. I think one of the things that I found most interesting, though, was that Jack Bauer fans wouldn't give up this.
Isn't that great?
24.
Jack Bauer was a trending topic on Twitter yesterday, saying basically now we know what Jack Bauer's been doing for the last year.
Now, this will be interesting to see how this plays into what the movie, because the movie hasn't gone into production yet. In March, when he said to the women of The View, we'll have a movie next year.
Right.
They were in the middle of writing it. They would, it stands to reason, shoot it this summer because it takes about 8 to 10 months to edit stuff, get it all together. And if it's going to come out for May of next year, that's usually when, you know, there is the May. This is what the Fast and Furious 5 that came out this past weekend was considered the first movie of the summer. Usually when you get into springtime or into May, that's when this stuff tends to get hot and heavy. Anyway, I'm just looking at some of these reports on Twitter at DougStefan.com, the Obama raid. It's Shohaba Atha, also known as Really Virtual.
What is that?
He's the one who was the first
tweeter. Yeah. No, I started following him yesterday.
Yeah, you said you were going to. What did you find out
by
following him?
Very interesting tweets. Oh, it was fascinating because for the first, I don't know, a half hour or 45 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
He basically says helicopter flying around overhead, very unusual at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Then a little bit later he says, hey, helicopter, if you don't go away, I'm going to swat you down, you know, just basically like a fly, just joking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they realize what's going on, and he tweets it, and then boom, it just exploded.
Yep.
Everybody started retweeting and following him, and he was giving, like, updates of what they knew or what was going on. And then, like, within a few hours of that, you could see him tweeting about my phone and my email has exploded with reporters trying to call me. I can't handle all of the incoming requests for interviews. And just to follow him for the next 12 to 24 hours was just really interesting.
Yeah. It's basically...
I'm following him now.
A certain sign of the New World Order, there's no question about that. Also at DougSteffen.com today, the Endeavor launch and what it costs. Every day, this thing is prepped before it flies, $500,000 it costs just to keep the thing ready for launch. $500,000 a day to keep the space shuttle ready to go, which I find fascinating. But, you know, it's the sign of the times, more or less, more than anything else. It really is when you get right down to brass tacks. I was looking at some other stuff, though, that was on a Facebook page that I'm watching. The story, I think last maybe Thursday, a list came out. It was before, Richie was happy to tell me that Earth Day was on a day I wasn't expecting. I've all along been thinking that Earth Day was the 30th of April, because we had an event scheduled here to highlight Earth Day and the farm and yada, yada, yada. And so the release of the information about cities that have the dirtiest and cleanest air and the EPA list of same, the Clean Air Act requires the stuff. Richie teases me about this business with dust. The EPA says no dust. We're going to eliminate dust from your farm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the question is, how do you do that, you geniuses? And there's no answer.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to make you do this, that, or the other thing. So let's, Richie, if you got the top 10 big voice announcer there.
Yeah.
With the top 10 music, the 10 most polluted cities.
Ah.
And I think we alluded to the, but there's more to these lists. The most polluted cities, the most particle pollution, all this stuff. I mean, they've got this down to a real science, but basically it bottoms out to the following.
Number 10.
The 10, let's see, at number 10 on the list of most ozone polluted cities, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Really?
Wow.
I wouldn't have caught that.
Number 9.
Why? Hold on a second. Why does it sound like there's a rubbish?
Roberta's having her lawn mowed. Can you get lawnmowers outside?
She has no. Oh, she's in. You're on Long Island.
Yeah, I'm on Long Island.
Oh, okay.
So
right. I'm thinking.
Yeah, the guys with the big lawnmowers.
Are they mowing it with a 1955 747?
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
She's close to the airport. All right. Anyway, number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9 is Merced, California.
Really?
Number 8.
Houston, Texas.
Yeah, okay.
I can
number
see that.
7.
San Diego.
Yeah, okay.
But that's right on the water, though. Doesn't the ocean breezes
well,
kind
the
of...
Well, the bay, you'd have thought the bay would
dissipated,
clean it up.
Right?
Well, they get all that trash from Mexico and all the air from Mexico come up there, so...
Number 6.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, okay.
Number 5.
Sacramento.
No.
Okay,
number
yeah.
4.
Fresno. Man, this is my...
Wow,
California.
Look at all California.
Number 3.
Can we find some other cities? Salt Lake City.
That doesn't make
sense.
Well,
yeah, sense. You know, you go, they're
mountains.
All in a valley.
It's, right. It's all
it's
mountains.
Surrounded by mountains. Yeah, yeah that makes sense.
Number 2.
Yeah, it's all about that. I mean, I think what we've done is we've made a point of the areas in the basins.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, by the way, is, where did I see the number? I just lost my, Santa Fe.
Number 1.
Number 1 is Los Angeles. Okay, so.
Again, same thing.
Right. Now, the cleanest air. Would you like to have, let's make it positive instead of negative.
Okay.
The cities with the most.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Number 8.
These are places, folks, nobody lives and nobody goes there.
No cars there. There's still horse and buggies.
Hey, what's next? Laredo,
number 7.
Texas. Number 7 is Honolulu.
Number 6.
Fargo.
Number 5.
Duluth.
Number 4.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Number 3.
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Number 2.
Brownsville, Texas.
Wow. Number 1.
Is a cross between Naples and Bismarck, North Dakota.
Wow. Naples, Florida?
Naples, Florida.
I would have thought Montana was in there somewhere.
Montana, Great Falls, Montana is number 11, Richie.
Oh, okay.
And let's see, where else... have we got Montana anywhere else on this list?
My wife is on a field trip this morning. She just texted me in a school bus with 50 kids on my way to D.C. Shoot me.
Very good, Rich. There we go. All right, so anyway, some of the reactions, people, the usual stuff, California's so dirty. Liberal Californians, they're so dirty. It's just, people are crazy.
Hey, can I read you a couple of the interesting tweets from this guy, Real Virtual, who unwittingly tweeted about Bin Laden's...
After we tell a few stories that will help make us a couple of bucks, then you can tell all of the things. You can connect us as you'd like, Richie. Mother's Day is Sunday, and Roberta's two children have gotten together to get her 400 dozen roses.
Hmm.
She's going to have a house full.
I'm allergic to roses. I'm going to be sneezing all day if that's the case.
All right. What flowers are you not allergic to?
Oh, I love to get daffodils and spring flowers and lilacs and all the bright colors. But roses, unfortunately, I'm allergic to.
Oh. Well, I guess I shouldn't have used you as an example for this. If hopefully you're like most people and you're not going to have to avoid roses, you get a dozen assorted roses for your mom, plus a free glass vase from the folks at ProFlowers.com for $19.99. What
That's
I like
cheap.
About this, it is cheap.
But you see, I send the roses to my aunts for Mother's Day. Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. How many aunts do you have?
I have three.
Hmm.
And I always send them flowers for Mother's Day, and they love the roses.
All right, so here's the deal. For $29.99, you get two dozen roses. You can split them up three ways. 24 divided by 3 is 8. So each one of them gets 8 roses. How's that?
Yeah.
29. Is that a good deal or not?
That's funny.
That's Send them 8 and they'd wonder why. Each one represents a decade in your life, you could tell them. Something like that. How would that work? That'd be okay, convincing or not?
I think that would be convincing.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. There we go.
If you say so, boss.
Yeah. Pro Flowers has an exclusive radio offer for you. You go online to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, right-hand corner, you type in the word Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, or you call 800-P-R-O-F-L-O-W. If you want to...
I just knocked something over. I'm sorry.
No kidding.
Welcome
you see,
to...
my desk is a glass tabletop, so if I knock
mowers
anything
outside,
over...
glass. Welcome to Doug's three-ring circus. Anyway, hey...
you want to do the show from a kindergarten class tomorrow?
It's actually quieter when I do the show from Manhattan.
Yeah, it is. Much quieter. Anyway, Pro Flowers are there at your service, on your side, proflowers.com. Order this deal before midnight on Friday. A dozen assorted roses for mom, $19.99 with a free glass vase. The better deal, though, as I pointed out, $10 more. The really cool doubling up on the number of roses. So you get two dozen and a free box of chocolates. $29.99 plus shipping. That's the deal. Get to it by calling 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mentioning Doug, or going online to proflowers.com and use the code Doug in the microphone, top right-hand corner.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over the counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/get-relief-responsibly.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you right now, Roberta, you're going to love this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Elmer Fudd to Good Day.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
I was hoping you would do that.
You were.
That's my favorite Elmer Fudd line.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say what you just said.
But it was. I thank you for being Elmer Fudd. This is the new Elmer Fudd. This is Billy West, who has done a number. You've been, through your career, a voice guy. You have done. Have you ever done any radio as a radio host, or have you just always been a voice guy, a voiceover guy?
Let's see. I did a couple of shows back in 79 or 80, but I worked in radio in 1980, and I worked producing a morning show.
Did you?
Yeah, it was called The Big Mattress, and it was on FM radio on the East Coast. In
Charles Lacordaire in Boston.
Yeah, I produced the show back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of bits, and I had to write stuff, and there were no actors around to help you, so I had to do all the voices.
All right, now, so here's a kid, Roberta and Richie, that comes from Roslindale, which is a suburb of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, and now, see, I'm from Framingham, Billy, and the two of us, when we start our conversations, we used to sound like ca and yad and stuff. So you've lost that and been able to turn this all around so that you could work on various shows and use your voice. And so I'm interested in whether you're an impersonator. How would you describe it? What do you think is the best word to describe what you do?
Lucky. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, so I never got a chance to develop a Boston accent, but I did grow up in Boston. My brothers had Boston accents.
Yeah.
Because they grew up, you know, they were younger. But, you know, the whole radio thing and doing voices, people, how did you get into this and all that? It chooses you, you know, as I recall it going. It wasn't like I ever chose that. I never knew I was going to be doing this. I wanted to be the best guitar player in the world.
Did you?
Didn't we all?
Yeah, I was in bands my whole life, you know.
So what about the guys like you, and there are dozens of really good voiceover people, and being a radio guy all my life, I am pretty familiar with most of the voices, and yet you can't, you can get jobs like this that are good. It's cool to be Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Mel Blanc's sort of the image that we have of Mel Blanc and all his voices. But when it gets down to the, I remember Jennifer Rabbit or whatever. What was the name of that movie?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, right.
Right.
That was the first time it was obvious that the big Hollywood actors had it over you guys, in a sense. And they've made a lot more money than you have.
They were taking your jobs and making more money with them. How's that working?
We're all in the same union. How does that grab you?
Yeah. Well, but you're not making $1 million every time you do
$7 million.
Well, $7 million, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, I know.
You got to be making a good amount of money being the voice of Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy. Those checks got to be still coming, right?
Well, they just become kind of thin over the years, the residuals. Yeah. But that isn't why I got into it. I was a craftsman, you know. I mean, I felt like I was an artist. My heroes were not celebrities.
Your hero was Mel Blanc.
My heroes were artists.
Yeah.
I mean, of every variety.
Yeah.
Picasso and architects like Gaudi and all that. All my heroes were artists, not celebrities. There's a big difference nowadays that a celebrity, with whatever cachet they have, can waltz into a studio.
They look for that power.
Exactly, but they do who and exactly and what they are as a character and go, where's my $30 million?
Right. Where is it? All right. New Looney Tunes show, when is that on?
That is on tonight, I believe.
It is.
On Cartoon Network.
8 o'clock.
May 3rd, yes.
Yep, it's tonight, Cartoon Network, 8 p.m. Just really great things that are currently and I think in the past from the Looney Tunes.
Too
again.
Fun.
Thanks a lot. Good luck to you, Billy West.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Another full day to digest the news and to hear about how it went down. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. On the day after we learned of the incredible operation that took out Osama bin Laden, it seemed everyone weighed in with a reaction.
Osama bin Laden is dead, and justice has been done.
That's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who said the fight against al-Qaeda and other international networks of terror will continue. Some of the most interesting comments of the day yesterday came from White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan, who provided some specifics about the mission. A mission, he said, that was aimed at capturing or killing bin Laden. That's right, dead or alive. Alive was an option.
We certainly were planning for the possibility, which we thought was going to be remote, given that he would likely resist arrest, but that we would be able to capture him.
Of course, that's not what happened. Brennan also spoke about what happened inside the compound, about the firefight that took place. Bin Laden wasn't going to go quietly.
He was engaged in a firefight with those that entered the area of the house through his in, and whether or not he got off any rounds, I quite frankly don't know.
It does appear that bin Laden might have used a woman as a shield during that firefight.
She was positioned in a way that indicated that she was being used as a shield, whether or not bin Laden or the son or whatever put her there or she put herself there. But yes, that's again my understanding.
Now, how about releasing photos of bin Laden's body? He was shot twice in the head, we are told. The photos are said to be pretty graphic. John Brennan says this is not the right time to release those photos.
We have released a tremendous amount of information to date. We are going to continue to look at the information that we have and make sure that we're able to share what we can, because we want to make sure that not only the American people but the world understand exactly what happened.
It's a safe bet those bin Laden photos will be released eventually. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Some early gains on Wall Street yesterday fizzled. The Dow ended the day lower by 3 points to 12,807. NASDAQ down 9.5. S&P dropping 2 points yesterday. With the euphoria over the death of Osama bin Laden, some of what's been bothering us lately was pushed to the side, at least temporarily. But now that we need to pull in and fill up, it's going to bother us again.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
A According to the AAA National Gas Survey, charting prices day by day, we are now at an average of $3.96 a gallon for regular across the country, up about a dime over the past week, up 32 cents a gallon over the past month. Another day, another delay for the final launch of the space shuttle Endeavour. NASA managers initially hoped to have the shuttle ready by this Sunday. Now they say they won't be able to launch Endeavour and its six-member crew until May 10th at the earliest. That's a week from today. And finally, something that in retrospect is really quite remarkable. This past Saturday night at the Hilton in Washington, D.C., you had the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner. This is the event in which the current president, whoever it might be, turns into a stand-up comic. And President Obama did not disappoint. He went after, among others, Donald Trump, who was sitting right there in the audience, talking about difficult decisions Donald has had to make on Celebrity Apprentice recently.
The men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
Now, what makes all of this remarkable is the way the president reacted during the evening. We now know he had already given the green light for the operation to take Osama bin Laden out. The president never let on that such an intense operation could occur at virtually any moment. He even seemed to enjoy this observation from Seth Meyers, who followed him at the podium when Meyers went after C-SPAN.
People think bin Laden is hiding in the Hindu Kush, but did you know that every day from 4 to 5 he hosts a show on C-SPAN?
How ironic is that? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn Dish Soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.